You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful it is to praise the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it is to be able to pray to the Almighty. Oh, how wonderful it is to have some communion time with God Almighty. Oh, how wonderful it is to be in the Lord's presence. Oh, how wonderful it is to be, hallelujah, where the Spirit of the Lord is. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, how wonderful. Taste and see. Come on, hallelujah. The scripture said, taste and see. Oh, how good it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. A welcome, hallelujah, to the presence of Yahweh. Welcome, Holy Spirit. May we welcome, can you join me in welcoming the Holy Spirit to this place? Ah! We welcome you, oh God. Listen, listen, listen. You don't want to hear me talk. Hello. You don't want to hear me talk. I don't want to hear me talk. We want to hear the Holy Spirit. We want to hear Yahweh. We want to hear the Lord. We want to hear God. We want to hear Jesus. We want to hear from heaven. Hallelujah. So can we make our position ourselves on this day? Even if it's new to us, even if we need to practice it to become more sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We all can practice it more, do it more. So let's do it in this moment, in this now. Let us step out of the way of the world, this go, 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 this multitask, this do, do, do. This hustle, hustle, hustle. Come on, y'all. This hustle, hustle, hustle. I just had to say that again because I liked it. I liked how the sound coming off of my tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here because he said, he had me to say that again because some of us, all of us, okay, maybe just me, we fall in love with the hustle. We start to conform to the hustle. We are identified by the hustle. And maybe some of us are not familiar with the hustle life, but the success life. We're chasing the success. We're chasing the win. We're chasing money. We're chasing people. We're chasing things. No! Not in this moment! Hallelujah. And the more time we spend in this moment, the greater the desire to chase after God Almighty, to chase after Jesus, to chase, hallelujah, the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that's the wind I'm chasing. Come on, because everything else everything else is vanity, right? In Ecclesiastes, we have the teacher, amen, which it looks like a Solomon, according to Ecclesiastes in the first chapter, right? It looks like a Solomon who's saying this, but all is vanity under the sun. Oh, hallelujah. Reba Shaya Kotia. So let us look above the Son. Let us chase God who sits, on his throne in the heavens is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. If the earth is his footstool, why are we chasing stuff on this earth? If that's his footstool, we need to get another perspective. Somebody say, I need to get another perspective. Woo! What are we doing today? We praying. What are we doing today? We giving thanks. What are we doing today? We rejoicing. What are we doing today? We faithing. What are we doing today? We believing. What are we doing today is we getting hooked up. We cleaving to God. We looking to him. Hallelujah. We're not looking at the things. We're not looking at the situations. We're not looking at the circumstances. We're not looking at the people. We're not looking at who said and what said and what happened to me and how long ago that happened to me and keeping track of all. No, right now I am looking to God. Come on, somebody say that with me. Right now, I am looking to God. Right now, I am looking at God. And I'm going to wait in this place. And we're going to wait in this place of you, God. And I'm not going to move. And we're not going to move. And we're not going to react. Come on, and we're not going to make the decision. And we're not going to finalize, and we're not going to decide, and we're not going to listen to the feelings, but I'm going to wait in you. And maybe some of these feelings that I'm having are deceiving me. And maybe some of these feelings that I'm having are manipulating me. And maybe some of these feelings that I'm having is leading me down the wrong path. And maybe some of these feelings, hallelujah, Reba Shande Bakata Raboshia, I need to bring under subjection. Hallelujah, Rabasaya. And maybe it's time for me to ignite my faith. And maybe it's time to activate the faith, my faith in you, Christ Jesus. And maybe it's time for me to believe. And maybe it's time for me to trust. And maybe it's time for me to change and to conform to you. And maybe it's time for me, hallelujah, in you, in we. Come on, we are all one in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God. So let's just bow our heads and maybe not literally, but in our hearts, let us bow. Let us get to a place of bowing. Let us get to a place of humility. Let us get a place out of pride and into Christ. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us get out of this place of self-exaltation and self everything self-consumption, self-consumed, hallelujah, self-promoting, self-this and self-that and self-this and self-that, and we're all run by self. Well, my Father who art in heaven tells me, what does he tell you, Pastor Mika? What does he tell you, Meek? He tells me that anyone going to follow Jesus, anyone that's going to follow after Jesus, what's the first thing we have to do? Deny ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deny. Let him deny himself. I believe, and okay, maybe it's just me, but I believe that this is an area that I can work on. And I believe that this is an area that I can practice. And I believe that this is an area I can get better at. Imagine if we all got to the place of denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following Jesus. Denying ourselves is a practice. It's an art. Come on. It's a talent. It's a skill set. Do you have that skill set? Hallelujah. Of denying yourself. And what are we learning? And who do we learn it from? Jesus. We see it plain, clear as day. It's front and center. As we open up our Bible and read, we see the beautiful submission of the servant. Hold on, y'all. I want to read some of this. Let's look at some of the submission of the servant in Isaiah 53. Come on, what are we doing today? What's our mission? Our mission is denying ourselves. And if we don't know what it means, and if we don't know what that looks like, hallelujah, hallelujah, we seek the Holy Spirit. We get in that place, Holy Spirit, show me. Lord God, show me. Because it requires wisdom, hallelujah. And it requires a faith. What is faith? A full reliance and dependence on God, that his will is being made known to us in every situation, in everything, in every relationship. Some of the things we think that in the relationship that person needs to change. And maybe God is saying, no, you change. No, you submit to me. No, you deny yourself. Now, let me ask you this. Does it feel good to deny yourself? No. That's what we spoke about earlier, right? Via the Holy Spirit, that we got to bring our flesh under subjection. I got to start practicing a new thing. When we start working out, amen, and we say, okay, I'm going to get my body right. It's time to get my body right. The summer is here. Come on, y'all. The summer is here. We got to get my body right. Someone said, I got to get my body right. I got to get my spirit right. Ooh, I got to get my mind right. And not I, meaning that I'm doing the work and I'm the muscle behind it. No. What I'm doing is I'm merely submitting and presenting myself. What does that look like? Having my prayer time and having my silent time in Christ Jesus and having my alone time with Christ Jesus, amen, and going to church and opening my Bible, amen, and reading the word and following the Spirit and submitting to the Spirit. And maybe there's sometimes I feel like I want to watch TV, I want to do A, B, C, or D, in the Spirit leads me another way. Mm-hmm. See, when we start working now, let me say we got to get our body right. Amen. God, get us right, Lord. Can we stop and have a little prayer point on this right here? Lord, get us right. Hallelujah. Lord, get our body right. Get our health right. Get our mind right, oh God. We thank you that you've given us a sound mind. And I'm also reminded in the armor, there's a helmet of salvation that we put on. Sometimes we just need it in the morning. I'm putting on my helmet of salvation. Matter of fact, can we put on our armor even right now? Some of us, I feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of us, saying the prescription that we must follow is put your armor on daily. I got to put on my helmet of salvation. And I put on my breastplate of righteousness, and I take my shield of faith, and I take the sword, which is the word of God, and I gird my waist with the belt of truth, and I shod my feet, hallelujah, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that I, hallelujah, am now suited and booted, amen, hallelujah, and able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if this is your first time hearing, or you're not that familiar, amen, hallelujah, or we just need even more practice, because I don't know about you, but I need more practice. See, in Ephesians 6, So in chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. So we're going, I want to look at, I'm going to turn to Isaiah. I think I'm going to start at 52, but I don't know. We'll see in a second, amen? But just in this moment, I want to slow down to the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, you preparing us mind, body, and soul, we say thank you. And Lord God, you preparing, hallelujah, reba shanda bakhandia rabosonda rayaraba shando, you preparing the environment and the atmospheres and the offices and the places that even we are marching in the classrooms, hallelujah, in the boardrooms, hallelujah, in Reba Shandaraya, even in the grocery stores and in the miscellaneous places that we will be traveling in this weekend, and even the highways and the byways, oh God, we thank you for a divine protection. We thank you for preparing the space, the space and the atmosphere, and readying it for us and readying us for it. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for readying us for the opportunities and readying us for the mission and readying us, hallelujah, for the purpose that you have us to do, even if some of us do not know what the purpose is, what the to do is. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that we don't know. Why? Because when you reveal it, we'll know that it came from you. Oh God, why? Because the fact that we don't know, it means that we are in divine position. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sayan. So God, we thank you for filling the empty in our lives. We thank you for filling the empty in purpose. We thank you for filling the empty in our careers. We thank you for filling the empty in our finances. We thank you for filling and refilling, oh God, where there is lack. Hallelujah, Rabba Shando Rabasia. May lack go out, hallelujah, the side door, and may increase. And may provision and may the supply come in through the front door, come in through the back door, come in through the windows. May it take us by storm. May it overtake us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Where there is lack in energy level. Lack, oh God, hallelujah, Raboshia, in patience. Lack in joy. God, we say thank you for Reba Kondi Migiandaya, for pouring in, oh God. We thank you for your grace in those places. I'm reminded in scripture, it says, well, somebody say, what does it say? Yes, we can talk back. Amen. We can talk back. Hallelujah. I hear you. You hear me. Jesus, more importantly, hears us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Y'all, low-key, I lost track of what I was about to say. I got excited. No, because here it comes. The Holy Spirit is bringing it back. Thank you, God. Whew. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, filling us up, filling us up, filling us up, filling it up, overtaking us, hallelujah, with your goodness, with your favor, with your mercy, overtaking us. Yes, see, scripture says that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That where we are weak, his strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we are weak, He is strong. So we thank you, O God, for your strength. And see, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for even how you're ministering in this moment, that some in some of our situations and our conditions, amen, God wanted us to be in a place of weakness. See, when we're in full dependence and reliance mode on Jesus, I don't know about you, but I'm in full dependence and reliance mode. See, this the world tells me I need to be independent, but God tells me I need to be dependent. I am fully dependent and fully submissive on Jesus. So let us strip some of these narratives. That it came up in and hoodwinked us, got us believing something false. And then we wondering why we got some of the feelings we have. It's because we influence and listening and following the wrong narrative. Let us follow the truth. It is beautiful to depend on Jesus Christ. It is beautiful to be dependent. It is beautiful to be in full submission mode. Mm-mm-mm. And my prayer in this moment is that despite the lateral, the horizontal relationships that have gone astray and that were dysfunctional and bad and have us thinking that we can't trust and we can't depend in using those relationships to gauge how our relationship with God is. Mm-mm. That's like a distorted way of functioning, amen. So let's get in this place of despite. No, God, let me first get in this vertical and get fueled by this vertical, that the horizontal, the human-to-human relationships has nothing to do with my human-to-divine relationship. Let me get into the human-to-divine relationship and I allow you to handle and fix and give understanding where understanding is granted by you. And if not, it's okay. Somebody say, it's okay. And if my feelings say it's not okay, well, feelings, I'm going to have to starve you. I'm going to have to ignore you. I'm going to have to turn my back on you. And eventually, if I keep doing it, and 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 I keep doing it, one day I'm going to look up and find myself saying, hallelujah, it is absolutely okay. And I can't believe I thought any other way. Y'all, I'm rhyming. It is absolutely okay. And I can't believe I thought any other way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being on the scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for helping us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for healing us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for seeing us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you sent them in. Hallelujah. Y'all, I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your heavenly angels. Hallelujah. To minister comfort to, and guard us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your blessing hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your comforting hand. Hallelujah. Somebody lay your hand on yourself and say, his hand is on me. Hallelujah. He is helping me. Hallelujah. He is providing for me. Come on, I hope you guys are saying this with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he is restoring me. Hallelujah. I just want to pause real fast. When as soon as the Holy Spirit had me to say that out of my mouth, what came up also in my spirit is he's restoring the years. Amen. Hallelujah. That which we lost and thought never able to get back. Oh, he's about to surprise you. Oh, he's about to surprise us. Hallelujah. Let us fully present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah. And see him surprise us beyond human belief. Hallelujah. And you know what that will cause us to do? Chase him even more. Hallelujah. That we become a people that's not about the blessing, but that's about the blesser. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for this intimacy. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for this relationship. Hallelujah. Before he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every need he's supplying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. His ways are not like our ways. Hallelujah. He has over 1,000 ways of supplying the need that we have, where we only see one way. It only can happen. It's only possible in this way. Skirt! Wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can do it in a million and one ways. We look into the left, he may be coming from the right. We look into the right, he may be coming, he may choose to come from above. We look in ahead, he may choose to come from underneath us. Amen. Hallelujah. We look and don't see a door, he sees a double door. A double door. Hallelujah. We see locked. He has the keys that he's setting in our hands. Hallelujah. What's this mean? That he's making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Standing and facing the Red Sea and looking back and seeing the enemy coming up on them, and it's getting closer. And it's getting closer, and it looks like it's going to go down with the Pharaoh getting the victory, and God made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we are in and what you are in is you are in a divine position. You are in a position for God's miracle. You are in a position to see the mighty hand of God. You are in a position, hallelujah, to experience the wind of God, the spirit of God. You are in a position, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And then sometimes because God loves us so much, it is in the fact because of his love that he has us that's so great. Whew. That he has set us in some of these positions that we, amen, may despise. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. See, listen, even I'm reminded right now that as we worship, you know what that is? That's faith that I don't have to put all these words to. The Lord is articulating. The Holy Spirit is interpreting. The Lord has plans for us, hallelujah, beyond us, beyond where our mind is and how far our mind can go and see and think. That's why I can just come before him and just praise him. That's why. Because I'm coming before the Almighty who says, is anything too hard for me? No. Do I get tripped up by what you on earth get tripped up by? No. Remember, this earth is his footstool. He got his foot on it. And I thank you, God, that even now, thank you, Holy Spirit, of stepping us out of this place of why, that we always have to have an explanation, or that we always have to have an understanding or an answer, or why, God, or why, the stepping out of that. Where were we when he created the heavens and earth? We can't even begin to comprehend. Let us stay in our lane and just say, you know what? I don't know why, but you do. And if somebody got to be the one holding the answer to the why, I'd rather it be you than me. And when you deem me ready to hold any type of answer to a why, then you will reveal it. And if not, you withholding is you protecting. And you withholding is you loving me. And you withholding is me trusting you. And me always seeking a why and a why not, maybe, now I'm just talking for me, okay? It's not you. You're not like this. But maybe I'm trying to step in God's lane and be like God. When I'm just a mere human. Matter of fact, I'm going to go lower. I'm just a mere child. If you notice, pay attention to children this week. Hallelujah. I'm reminded in the New Testament, in the Gospels, Jesus took a child and set him on his lap. Come on, have everybody notice the child that we must, in order to enter the kingdom. Come on. We got to become like a child. Notice a child. Notice how quick a child forgives. Notice how quick a child is to love. Notice how quick a child is to have faith and imagine. Notice how quick a child is to trust. Notice how quick a child, it doesn't need a whole bunch of logic, doesn't need your whys, doesn't need your hows and what in like break it down. I mean, now there's exceptions to those, amen, hallelujah, but just in general. And if they do try to ask a why, or give a full explanation, sometimes they don't get that answer. Notice how long they stay in that place of, okay, cool, I'm about to go play. And I'm reminded even right now that when they are playing on the playground, their meal is being prepared. Things are being prepared for them that they didn't ask. Oh, do we hear the Holy Spirit? How he is preparing stuff for us even while we're in this place of just worship and being in the spirit and being in this place of exalting God. That as we exalt him, he exalts us. Right? And while they're at school or doing what it is that they're being told to do, hallelujah, and how about that? An obedient child. Okay, come on, somebody. How many love an obedient child? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. How much does God love an obedient child? Come on, we see it in the Bible. We see it. We see it. We see it. We see how Yahweh talks about the blessing that comes on those who are obedient. And we also see what happens in it. Hallelujah. We also see what happens when you turn to the rebellious side. And we get into, or maybe just me, okay, we get into the rebellious side or the self-seeking side. And reboshondo. Whew. My Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Let our prayer on this day be heaven on earth. Let our prayer, God, we ask for heaven on earth, heaven in our minds, heaven in our bodies, heaven in our relationships. And even as we ask it, Holy Spirit, and even as we ask it, Lord, we understand, and I understand that. In order for your will to be done and you answering according to your will, there's some shifting and adjusting, and there's some things that, some changes that may have to come to pass that we don't like, our flesh don't like, with at the level we are now. But may we graduate to another level in you, Christ Jesus. We get so fixated on being elevated, 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 elevation, elevation, going higher. Let us go higher in you, Christ Jesus. Let us elevate in you, Christ Jesus. Let us be promoted in you, Christ Jesus. Let us go deeper in you, Lord God. Let us fall in love more with you. Let us become more obedient. Let our passion for you grow. How about that for increase? How about that for increase? Let our passion for Christ increase. We see the passion of Christ going on the cross, laying his life down, denying himself so that we may have life and life more abundantly. What are we doing with our life? What will we do with our life? May it be a life reeking of the Holy Spirit. May it be a life that is whole, healed, well, and blessed to exalt the Holy Spirit, to exalt God Almighty, that God will be glorified. Let it be a life that pleases God. Let us be a people who seek to please God and not ourselves. Let us be a people that seek to please God with our faith and not our flesh. Let us be a people that is ready and willing to put our habits and even our things and even our talents and even whatever it is aside for you, oh God, knowing and trusting that whatever we put aside, and if it's your will and it's from you and it's from heaven, you will exalt. Putting it aside is us humbling ourselves, and he will exalt. Guess what happens when we function in pride? The fall. Whew. He will humble. He humbles. He humbles. Come on. He humbles. Look. Proverbs 29:23 says, a man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. The reward, Proverbs 22:4, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Come on, pride goes before destruction. In a haughty spirit before stumbling. Let us get out of pride and let us get into humility. Listen, Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes dishonor. But with the humble is wisdom. Let us get out of pride and get into humility. God is opposed to the proud, James says, but he gives grace to the humble. Let us get out of pride and get into humility. Ooh. Lord, let us get out of pride and get into humility. Let us humble ourselves. May we live a humble life. May we live a life that is pleasing to you. And what that looks like for each and every single one of us, it requires the author and the finisher of our faith. It requires the hand of the, like I see, like a painter. It requires him to paint it, design it, to reveal it to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will guarantee. He will surprise us. He will surprise us. A beauty. Thank you for a beautification inside and out, outside and in. Come on, somebody. Thank you for beautification, Lord God. Thank you for beautifying us. Thank you for readying us. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us. Lord, Holy Spirit, give us one thing we need to practice this week. One thing we need to practice this week, forgiveness for some of us, love for another some of us, humility for another some of us. Come on. Hallelujah. What do you have us to practice in this week? A trust for another some of us? A full reliance depending on God for another some of us? A giving thanks in everything for another some of us? What do we need to practice this week, Lord? A putting aside self, a denying self for another some of us. Whatever it is, Holy Spirit, may we practice. Knowing I'm going to mess up. That's where I learn. I learn in the messing up. I learn in that place. But I'm going to pick it back up and I'm going to try it again. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm 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 going to keep doing it. I'm keep doing it. I'm keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. I'm keep doing it. I'm keep doing it. I'm keep doing it. And I'm keep doing it until Jesus returns. And I'm going to keep doing it. What does that mean? I'm never going to reach perfection. Come on, y'all. That's a dangerous place when we're trying to reach perfection. But I'm striving to the mark. Isn't that what Apostle Paul said? I'm going to keep striving. I'm going to keep striving. I'm going to keep striving. Because the minute I think I got it, ooh, watch out. Danger. Danger. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in you. We thank you for this time of growing and being transformed and renewing. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for this time of being encouraged in you. But the Bible reveals to us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we thank you for this outpour of faith. We thank you, oh God, for filling us. The Bible also speaks about how those who a hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we thank you for the filling. We thank you, oh God, for answering in this place, moving in this place, revealing yourself in this place, that your glory, you, God, will be glorified in and through this place. We worship you, Lord God. In spirit and in truth, we worship you. May we please you. May we forever be pleasing to you. May it always be about you and not about us. Be lifted higher, Christ Jesus. And we thank you that as you are on the throne, you are very active in our lives. You are very active on our behalf right now. You are very active bringing to pass answers and manifestations to prayers that we even forgot about, that we just prayed about. God, I say thank you on behalf of us all. Thank you, because I know it is done, and I know that you are moving, and I know that it is good. So we say thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. Ah, hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavelacha Biko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panavelacha Beyasim Laka Shalom. Shalom. Shalom in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. God bless. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika. Only on LA Talk Radio.